grant permission. Shall we vote page by page and see if there are any corrections? First page.
Yes.
Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you. 1.2 at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be an extra one in the page. 1 October 2014. This is just, I think this is the talking error.
Okay, that will be changed. Any other correction? Doctor, what are you saying?
Yes, I'm just trying to find out where exactly, because at the bottom is 1.3.
No, she said 1.2.
1.2 is in
which report do you have?
It's the correctional services.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she's looking at the
figure. Honorable Breitenbach, can you be explicit? Where is the problem?
So, 1.2, the bottom of page 1. So this is the draft that I've been given.
The
draft that we're looking at.
Correctional service. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're looking at the OCG one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Then I don't have any corrections. Okay. Thanks for the timeless intervention. Honorable Mr. Sphere. Page 2 of the correctional services. No corrections on page 5. Mm-hmm. Honorable Mutapu. 6, no corrections. Thank you. Page 7. Page 9, no corrections. Page page 10. Honorable Maila.
On 6.3, I think there's a lot of information which in my opinion is not really necessary.
Like?
My take would be on the sentence that starts with however. It should end where it says the funding of the post was withdrawn as a result of the post-saving measures. All this other stuff, I don't actually understand the way it comes in. That's my opinion, Chief.
Can we hear others? Doctor, what is our, where did we get
that? Chairperson, over the years the committee has been urging the department to fill its funded posts, and continuously the department has been failing to do that. That's where that comes from, but it's fine if the sentence ends at the measures. But I was just highlighting that we've been asking the human resources to come and present to the committee and to fill funded posts, and warning the department that if you don't fill these funded posts, there will be the first port of call for Treasury if it decides to make any cuts.
So you are saying the committee has been calling on the department to fill the posts, and where the posts funded.
They were funded, yes.
But they were not filled.
They were not filled because they have been continuously failing to achieve the target.
Now, Honorable Maila, what do we do with a situation where the posts are funded but they are not filled? Should we not reflect that matter, because it is going to arise elsewhere? And the question is going to be, what has the oversight committee done about the matter? Can you address us on that?
Well, Chair, given the explanation, I will very reluctantly let the matter rest.
What any other take? Because we cannot go on record as covering up things that are in the public domain, because in the debates over the years, if we have been saying so, and the posts are funded, and there are challenges in the correctional services, and these challenges require personnel, and the department is not filling the positions, what should we do? Can we hear others? I'm just chairing, I'm not... Honorable Skosana?
Yeah, no, thanks. I'll share greetings to everyone. Yeah, well, I think it makes sense. Well, I was sharing the same sentiments initially with the Honorable Maila, but as per the explanation, that it emanates from the fact that this is a matter that the COVID has been raising over the years. It's not just a something that started this year, something that the committee has been raising up until now, when there are these budget cuts and stuff like this. So I think it makes sense if we leave it as it is.
Thank you, honorable members. So we leave it here today. Because our
oversight role is really to ensure that the department complies. And if there's no compliance, we have to reflect that. Otherwise, we will be accused of covering up, and I'm not sure that we are here to cover up for anybody. We represent the public. Page 11. Honorable Mutapo.
Can you speak to the mic so that we don't need to be prevented?
On page 12, page 11, on a page, there is an omission because we also commended the work for the arrest of those subjects to the continent.
That's very important to show that.
Chair, it appears under recommendations on 7.4. The committee commends the DCS and the SAPS for promptly realizing 7.4. In page 15, it appears there. The commendations appear there.
Care of your concern, Honorable Mutapo. Let's
page 15 on point 7.4.
I'll come back to you, Honorable Maila. Let's. No, it can be sort of. I think
treatment here, Chairperson, in 6.11, it is so wrong as if nothing has been done, isn't it?
There's another hand, Honorable Maila, and then I'll come back to you, Honorable. You are too far from me, Honorable Bonan. Honorable Maila.
No, Chair, I'll tend to agree with Honorable Mutapo, because what appears in 6.11 is an observation. An observation was made on the recent escapes, and an observation was also made on the recapture of the escaped offenders. Now, if it's on observations, let it be on observations. It can't be on observations on one part and on the other part be on recommendations.
Doctor? Chair, I agree with Honorable Maila that perhaps and Honorable Mutapo, yes, yes, I agree that perhaps we could move a portion of 7.4, especially the first sentence of 7.4, and put it here on 6.11 after the first sentence, but also leave the other part.
So on the with both Honorable Mutapo and Honorable Maila,
yeah,
and the House agrees with both of them. Honorable Mutapo.
Would I be wrong because, just as I said, then, between then and now, something has been done regarding those officials that have been arrested. Would I be wrong if we, as a committee, say something also about that?
Say it so we can decide whether you are right or wrong.
What
I think I'm right. On the issue of, I think here in 7.7.7,
the...
No, you are right, something must be said, but it must come from you, not from the officials. What should we say?
Since then, those rogue suspects were rogue officials, were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we just rephrase this in such a way that at least the department managed to arrest the suspected officials who
you are right, Honorable Mutapo.
On 6.11, it continues to say the committee notes that there is an element of rogue officials from within the DPS that facilitates this escape and that investigations are being undertaken. And then on 7.4...
Maybe before you finish, I think the consensus of the members is that where we made the observation, we must also deal with the remedial action that we take, so that you deal with these matters at the same place, because the person who reads this thing remains suspended and so on, and they cannot guess that the matter will be dealt with later. Really, it's a question of organization of the report, but otherwise you are in order. So we agree that we follow the guidance of the members as to how we organize the report. Yes. Mr. Bonang, okay? Okay, fine. Okay. Page 13. Honorable Maile?
Still on page 12, mm-hmm. On 6.13, the second sentence here says it is not clear what causes the increase, what the causes of the increase in the inmate population are. But if my memory serves me well, this committee has always been clear to say the issue of overcrowding, it's not as a result of correctional services alone. We have the issue of the integrated justice system, where other role players are seen not to be doing their part. We cited an example like alternative sentencing by the court. We cited issues like where people who are unable to pay bail are also part of that. I think such issues should be reflected. You can't just say we don't know what is happening.
Honorable Maile, you are right. You know, if I may quote the resolution of the governing party, it says integrated criminal justice system has not been fully realized. So this is the consequence, and that must be indicated that the failure to realize that. But it's not only failure by the department. We are, as parliament, we must play an oversight role. What have we done with the, because we also have a cluster that deal with the, you know, integrated justice system. So it's our responsibility to make sure that the departments implement these systems. So we can't pass the buck all the time. Okay, so can we rephrase it that, people convicted of crimes, petty crimes, some don't even have 200 rand, and then you send them to prison for 200 rand, and then it's a problem. So alternative sentences should be
imposed, and if there's no legislation to that effect, then it means the department must introduce the necessary legislation.
So if I may say just one word, Chair, if you carry on to read on that paragraph,
mm-hmm.
you find that there is highlighted in the last paragraph
mm-hmm.
that the need for implementing measures that control overcrowding, which includes the creation of new bed spaces, which includes electronic monitoring, bail protocols, Section 49G.
But Honorable Maila is talking about alternative sentencing. Increasing beds doesn't address the overcrowding, because we want the beds to be empty, or maybe that we shouldn't even have more beds. We should have less people going into those.
Okay, Chair, we're going to rephrase. I'm not too sure. Perhaps we rephrase, okay, but we'll talk about the logistics afterwards. That after rephrasing, we can send whatever that we rephrase back to the committee to approve.
No. I think the members are very clear. They just want that to be phrased in such a way that we indicate what the causes are.
Okay.
Not that you are wrong.
Yes.
It's really just rephrasing it to reflect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay. On page... Honorable Buthelezi, did you want to say something?
No, just that.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Isn't it correct that government departments mustn't work in silos? Because how do we expect public works to know the needs of justice, of correctional centers, unless this department communicate among themselves that correctional department informs the public works what their needs are, so that they can perform. But if they don't know, can you help us? How should we deal with that situation? But we repeatedly say, and I think other committees do say, that department must not work in silos, as if others are in Uganda, others are in Rwanda. They belong to one country and one government of the Republic of South Africa. Can we be assisted?
Come to present before us. They used to tell us from the UF, provided the Department of Public Works with relevant information relating to infrastructure. So that's why I am this concerned. But if the committee agrees for it, the way this sentence is okay.
Now we shouldn't say it's okay, because if the concern has been raised with us, the question is, as this committee, don't we have the right to convene a joint meeting of the two departments? Because Department of Public Works is a service provider, and if it's not providing the services to the department that we oversee, Don't we have the right to call them and say, but you are failing this department? Honorable Buthelezi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that's a good route to take, to just convene between the two departments so they can tell us as to how they are actually failing to deliver.
Because we oversee correctional department and it is being failed. Do we just fold our arms and say it has been failed and therefore we will just report that the two are not working together? Honorable Maila?
No, I think, Chair, that could be included as one of our recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Honorable Chair. Yeah, I think maybe to address the concern raised by the Honorable Mutapu, maybe we can rephrase this sentence, 16.14, starting from the second sentence, where it says the committee remains concerned that the DCS and the Department of Public Works are struggling to work together. Maybe instead of saying that, say the committee remains concerned that the Department of Public Works is not giving the department, the DCS, the necessary support to deliver infrastructure due to challenges with supply chain management. Because the problem is with the support that the Department of Justice the Department of Correctional Service must get from public work. So we are concerned that they are not getting that particular support.
Then also then in the recommendations, then we should say what do we expect should be done. So yeah, I think the two honorable members are complementing each other. Okay, honorable members, page 13.
Chair, on 6.17, I just wanted to be clarified whether there is no matter of litigation regarding this particular system.
Litigation.
Chairperson, there is litigation, but we have not been updated by the department on where this process is. In the 2017-18 budget vote report, there was a recommendation which requested the department to supply the committee with information on this particular matter. But the department did not respond to the budget vote recommendation, and it had a timeline, that recommendation, of 3 months, and up until now there's no responses to that. So, but it doesn't mean that if there's a litigation, the committee may not be concerned about the rolling out of this system, because it really derails the department.
How do we deal with that matter? Because you see, if there is a litigation, it also involves costs, and we need to be able to address that issue. But the way it is, are we not sweeping it all under the carpet? Can I, we, the committee, be guided as to, Honorable Maila, do you want to take the matter further? So you are saying they have not been coming back to us?
Yes, Chairperson, that's what I'm saying. That there was a strong recommendation in the previous report, because we saw that in their targets, they had planned that money would be spent on the IMMF, on this system. Although there was litigation, we asked the question, how do you set targets for a program that is under litigation? And we said the department will respond, and the department hasn't responded to date. So I think the committee needs to take this matter up with the department, but maybe look for a diplomatic way of saying it if the report fails to capture that. I think when you get to recommendations, there is a recommendation about this particular issue, because here we're still on observation.
That in on 7.15 there is a recommendation there. You know that the Auditor General also oversees the committee, because you'll find that the matters that arise in litigation elsewhere reflect that the committee itself is not doing its work. So we need to know, is there litigation, and how does the litigation affect the work that we are doing, because it may be that the committee itself is failing to do its oversight, and we keep on sweeping matters under the carpet. Can you address us on that?
These things which are in the recommendations, I think what needs the committee needs to emphasize, we've put it here on 7.1, is that the department needs to respond to the recommendations of the committee timeously. I don't think it's acceptable, it's just standing here, for a year to pass or 2 years to pass without any response to the recommendations of the committee, because that derails the committee's oversight role over the department. I mean, you can't write and publish this report and present it in the National Assembly and adopt it, and there's no response to it. It shows that there's no accountability. Exactly.
So maybe we should, from the office of the chairperson, write to the committee and say why for 2 years this matter has been raised, and then we don't get any response. Otherwise, we will be
neglecting our duty ourselves. Because how do we wait for 2 years to get a response? Can we approach the matter that way? Thank you.
But
I think it's right that you know, you can't write this report and not take into account what was in the previous report of the past year, whether things were complied with or not. Otherwise, it will not be doing our way. Page 14. Page 14, we go to recommendations. That's from 14 to 15. And I hope we look at the recommendations in the light of what the honorable members have raised and recommended. Page 17.
On On page 16.
Why don't you pull that next to you? I can see you're a tall man and you're straining yourself.
On page 16, on 7.8, I think that captures the sentiments of the community. I thought I should bring that to the attention, that it's there. Can you read it and see if it captures the sentiments of the committee?
7.8. But the duty of the committee is to raise it, and your duty is to rephrase it. So not not to put the committee to okay. No, we are happy with your competence to deal with the matter. But also, we need to understand that compliance is something that must be progressive. So there are certain things that you cannot do overnight. So to say failed, it really means that we were expecting them to do the impossible.
It was the department which came to the committee and said, we were supposed to do this in Portsmouth, but because of the increasing population, we have failed to comply with this population, which must be below 150%. So it's not the committee which said that. It's the department which said that.
Okay. So the department itself pleaded guilty. So what do we do? We cannot find them not guilty if they found themselves guilty. Honorable Chapo. And then what was their justification for saying that?
The justification, if I gather, is that
because of the increasing crime in the Western Cape. Increasing crime in the Western Cape. So, but we don't have any other independent study which says crime had increased in the Western Cape or and so on. So it was just an opinion from the department that that is the cause.
Chairperson, I think you on page 12, if we say they have failed, as you said, then we said they failed, how then do we say they should replicate the steps taken to try and comply with Saldana judgment?
Before you, Matala, do you want to say something?
Thanks, Chair. I think I understand the committee when they say the word failed is a strong word.
No, that word,
as much as the department has said so. I think maybe from my side, I would have maybe preferred to use the department has not managed to fully comply. Something along those lines.
I think that's the way the president needs to think. Although we tried to comply with the Saldana judgment, but we didn't fully comply because of the rising rate of crime in Western Cape. Look, that they failed. You know, failed.
You know, this also raises the whole issue that departments must not act in isolation or in silence, because the people in the Western Cape, if you look at the area, there are social challenges which other departments must address. All these informal settlements, people made to live like animals in this province, you don't address the overcrowding in the informal settlements. As a result, that condition creates the increase in crime. So, which means we must address the matters holistically. It's not just a question of DCS. We need to know the eradication of the informal settlements, that we create a better life for people so that people are not forced to behave as they do. We can't come here and say, look, there's increasing crime here in the Western Cape, as if the people here have ceased to be human beings. They want to be human beings, and if you don't create conditions that are conducive to that, and then there are problems. So we need to look at these matters holistically, which means it's a societal matter as well. Honourable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For starters, it's not only in this province where crime is rising; it's rising throughout South Africa, and this isn't the only province with informal settlements. It's a problem that, you're quite right, needs to be addressed holistically throughout the country. People throughout the country are treated inhumanely and living conditions that are not fit for human habitation. So it's not only the Western Cape we need to worry about. We need to worry about correctional services as a whole. So the Saldana judgment, while it was directed specifically at Polesmoor, we all know that that's not the case. We know that correctional services throughout the country, inmates are treated living inhumane conditions and are treated in a subhuman way. None of us, I'm sure, have forgotten, I most certainly can't forget, no matter how hard I try, the visit to St. Albans. And so this certainly isn't a provincial issue, it's a national issue. And our job isn't to look at it in isolation. And so I think that the department has failed to comply with the Saldana judgment. The reason for that we can address. The fact of the matter is they have not fully complied with it. Not here, not in Gauteng, not in the Eastern Cape, not anywhere. And the people that we should be concerned about are the inmates. We are here to have oversight out of the Department of Correctional Services and to assist them where we can. But it doesn't mean we should be blind to the fact that they have failed to comply with the court judgment. So I don't think we should be careful about how we express ourselves. I don't think we should express ourselves in a soft manner. We are here to have oversight of the department. We should hold them to account, and that's precisely what this report is supposed to do. So I have no difficulty with fail to fully comply, because we know that that is the case. What we do about it is something that we should ask each other about.
The paragraph we're dealing with relates to the Western Cape, not with the whole country, so we have to be specific. Honorable Mutapo.
Thank you, sir. I remember what the department had said before us.
Yeah.
In the other report, they did comply initially with the Saldana session. But what transpired later, because of high crime rate, then high increase, high then there was non-compliance. Not because of the fault of their own making, because of the crime increase. But initially, they did comply. We have checked the record. They did comply, but because of...
So it's a question of how we phrase the matter.
And it's who we are focusing on.
But also, I think we should make sure that this year's report does not ignore the previous reports, because our responsibility is to make sure that we oversee the matters in such a way that what was not done the previous year is done this year. So your approach is correct. I think what the members are saying is that just phrase it in a way that it will be intelligible to everybody.
Yes, Chairperson Mpo suggested that we use has not managed to fully comply. Instead of failed, we use has not managed to fully comply.
Are we in agreement with that approach, Honorable Mutapo?
That the department has not managed to fully comply with the Western Cape. Instead of failed, has not
managed to comply with some aspects of the order.
I'll just bring in that maybe if I don't know if you can just put it mildly and we just note progress in the progress made in the implementation of the judgment, so that I'm just saying that maybe if we put it that way, then there will be no debate on whether they have complied fully or not, then we just note the progress and then comment on.
Yes, you see, that's why I was saying compliance. It's something that happens progressively. So I think let's follow what Mr. Romano is saying. Just rephrase it. We understand your sentiments. I think we'll just rephrase it. Okay. Page 18.
Page 19.
you know, there was a card lock which was circulated in the committee, which shows the very high quality of the work products that the inmates are producing, which means that there is a very successful skills development program in the correctional centers, which would mean that when people are released, they could actually find something profitable to do. How do we capture that? Because if that capacity can be increased, and then conditions are created outside that when they are released, the relevant departments help them to, you know, it's a reference there to creation of cooperatives, because if you give them the skills inside, then when they come out you neglect them, that negates the work that has been done inside. So a kind of a call for the support of ex-offenders, because we skill them, and it's there is evidence that they are properly skilled inside, and when they are outside, conditions must be created for them to use their skills, so there would be no need for them to go back to crime. Can you address us on that?
Yes, sir. If you can have a look at page 18, at 7, point 2.1, and go up and into page 19. It says that as per the previous budget board report, the committee recommends that the department works together with the Department of Small Business Development in exploring opportunities and encouraging the creation of cooperatives where ex-offenders could receive long-term employment, transfer their skills to their communities, and thus facilitate their reintegration into society. This could go a long way in fighting recidivism.
Why should we keep on encouraging people to do work? Why shouldn't we say they must do the work? Because that department is created to create cooperatives, that they must exercise the power that they have. Because if we encourage them, it means we are an advisory committee. Is that the best way? I'm trying to find out. Is that the best way? Can we keep on encouraging every year? Or otherwise, we need to find out where is the evidence to say that this creation of cooperatives is happening to absorb the ex-inmates, because failure to do so then creates recidivism.
Yes, I think, Chairperson, perhaps the committee could consider adding, maybe holding a briefing specifically from the Department of Correctional Services and the Small Business Development Department, in order to see if they are doing anything. I'm aware that there might be some cooperation between the two departments, because at one stage the Department of Small Business Development called the Department of Correctional Services to talk about this very same issue. And I think if the committee could have that meeting to find out where the process is.
They did have such a meeting.
In the Small Business Development Committee, they did have a meeting to this extent. So perhaps the committee could...
No, okay. So there is work between, the cooperation between them. Okay. So let's not expect them to achieve overnight, and that's a progressive work. So... No, I think subject to the recommendation of the members, you have done a good job. And also we should actually acknowledge that you are overstretched. Doctor, it's not your fault. You have to service many committees, and but despite that, you are doing very well. Can we have a 5 minutes break before we consider the adoption or otherwise of the report? Yeah. Honorable Mutapa, I'm advised that we may run out of the quorum. I thought we could have a break of 5 minutes. Can you guide us?
A 5 minutes, I think. Let's have a break of 5 minutes.